The report compares drivers in the United States with those in 16 other high-income countries around the world, and to look at the percentages, the U.S. appears to lag behind. From 1997 to 2008, the U.S. trailed all the other countries in terms of its annual reduction of traffic fatalities, lowering its rate at about a quarter the speed that Slovenia did, for instance. But as the study's lead author, Clint Oster, points out, the United States began with a statistical advantage.
We used to have the safest highways in the world, and now we don't. And so the question is, are there some things we can do to reduce the loss of life?
The U.S. had a lower auto fatality rate than every country in the world in 1970, at only 3 deaths per 100 million kilometers driven. France's and Japan's rates, by contrast, were at least 3 times that. By 2008, most nations in the study had dropped their rates by 85% to 90%, while the U.S. only fell 74%. The American percentage drop is smaller, but it's important to note the initial rate was much better, so there was less potential for improvement. Now the U.S. has a death rate similar to the other nations in the report, with many of them below one fatality per 100 million kilometers. In fact, that is just one factor which Oster says makes an apples-to-apples comparison difficult.
You can normalize it a little bit by looking in terms of fatalities per some number of passenger miles, so that you can at least get rates of fatalities, and that will get you through differences in sizes of countries and populations and that sort of thing.
The study was funded by a number of entities, including the National Research Council and the General Motors Foundation. You can find a copy of it on our website, wfiu.org. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.